following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Again, I protest.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat,
Hi.
The Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
Shut all day right, Matt?
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
So who did that?
That was well done. I am impressed.
Oh, sorry. You cannot rest and relax. Even though you're here, we are going to launch you right into the rapid fire response round for episode 32 of Guardians of the Geekery.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yes. All right. So, Tonya, Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Batgirl.
And Batman or Spider-Man?
Batman.
Ooh. Which planet would you rather live on?
Pluto.
Who was your favorite teacher?
Oh, Dr. I forgot his name. He was my astronomy professor in college.
Uh-huh, he was your favorite.
It was a long time ago. If I'd known, I brought my stone tablet with my degree on it.
Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Monty Python, what was...
I don't know why she was talking.
I was going to say, who is your... Beyond Monty Python.
Who is your man crush?
My man crush? I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to go with John Cleese.
If you could be Batman, would you rather be Batman?
I'd rather be Batman.
All right. Bilbo or Frodo?
Bilbo. I am Bilbo Baggins.
Which cosplay would you like to try?
My sister wants to try to be Centaurian since we're twins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Leonardo.
Oh, I was going to say Michelangelo, but all right. Adventures at Hogwarts. Do you bring along Neville, Ron, or Luna?
Ron.
And who is your girl crush?
My girl crush?
Yes.
Linda Carter.
All right. Ooh,
she's a one.
If you're a desert... If you're on a desert island with a tablet with a solar charger, would you? What would be your number one book?
I'm so tempted to say Twilight.
She said Twilight.
She said Twilight.
Album.
I heard
album.
Good omen. Sorry. The White Album of Beatles.
A movie.
John Carpenter's Thing.
And a game you could play on your tablet.
Talisman.
And Michael, what game would you play on your tablet?
Pike and Shot, 16th Century.
What movie?
Lord of the Rings.
And what album?
Led Zeppelin 4.
Which song on that album?
Stairway to Heaven.
And what book?
Oh, that would have to be also Lord of the Rings as well, so I can contrast it with the movie.
Ah, compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. And yet you didn't pick that as the game.
I...
Too much of a good thing?
I really like Pike and Shot. I can win the 30 Years War. That's pretty cool.
All right, so Tonya, tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here.
I am an author and a professional cat petter. And I am here to talk about both riding and petting cats.
And name some.
I've done both for a few years.
Two for Tuesday. I like it. Yeah.
And name some of the books that you have written that we may or may not have read.
May or not have read either. I've written a book, Badass Zombie Road Trip, which I just finished the follow-up to, which is Badass Friend of the Devil. I am the author of Skin Trade series, which is Zombies in the Old West. I've done a few erotic novels, Lucky Stiff, which is a zombie erotic novel. Mm-hmm. I've done Clockworks and Corsets, which is a steampunk erotic series. I did a web serial for... Just the tip, there you go. Yeah, that joke never gets old.
I never stopped laughing at it. Oh, boy. Michael's like, no.
You know, I got halfway into writing that book before I realized I named the main character Peter. Yeah, so.
Eventually, by the end, it was just Pete.
Pete Hearthstone?
I also did a 4-year web serial called Railroad, which just finished up recently. And there's 12 volume novellas of that. So.
Holy moly.
Well done.
That's awesome.
And Michael, who the heck are you?
I am the Lord Mayor at the Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! And for many years, the Lord Mayor at the Georgia Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
Indeed. And I have a little entertainment business, Merely Players. We do trivia, cosplay and costume characters for movies, movie openings, corporate events, and such.
And where do such trivial happenings occur on any semi-regular basis?
I'm glad you asked. Besides special hirings for your event, on Monday night, 7 o'clock at Sir Edmund Holly's, it's at Park Road Shopping Center. It is in the back and underneath. I tell folks you will only find it if, one, the mob is about to whack you, because it's in the back by the dumpster, or two, the zombie apocalypse is happening and you're trying to escape.
Or you could just park down there instead of walking down.
True, but it's just in the back and underneath and behind. And on Thursday is a place called...
All my favorite places.
Indeed.
All my favorite positions.
And on Thursday, 7:30, at the Rusty Onion, which is at Carmel and 51.
Oh, I don't know that I would want to eat an onion that was rusty.
I'm not quite sure where the name came from, but it's Italian food and it's good stuff.
Carmel onion at Rusty and 51.
I've seen the poster. It's the Rusty Onion. I'm not quite sure. And on Facebook, it is The Rusty Onion.
The.
Yes. The.
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 One of my favorite groups from the 80s.
I wish it was the Tonya. That would be nice.
No, really. It was a group. Actually, it was one guy.
Kind of like being the Ghana.
Aha! That was one of your favorite groups? The?
The. Yes.
That's a Kaja Gugu. Too shy, shy?
Yeah, they only did hush, one hour, hush. So.
Eye to eye?
I guess they were too shy.
Yeah, well, the first time I looked into your eyes, I cried. Ah! Anyway.
My wife says that a lot.
Hey. Did she just die in your arms tonight?
She did.
Oh, your wife's kind of mouthy. She says a lot of things. Doesn't
she does. And I don't know how I managed to get a word in edgewise.
Maybe she just wants to be Jesse's girl.
Aha!
Zing.
I think we found the level of entertainment necessary for this podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell Pretty you much. What. When it comes to this podcast, we're never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
Yeah,
you're never going to run around.
Rickrolled on the podcast. We just got Rickrolled on the podcast. Oh.
Wow.
I feel used.
Yes, can I go now? Did it hurt so good?
Yes. It cut like a knife.
Cuts both ways. Because she's a maniac. And she's a man here. So watch out.
Here's 1 hour later.
I just know I can't leave until somebody gives me back my pants.
They just took your pants?
Didn't they take yours?
No, they took something.
I think it was your dignity.
We had to give Phil something to change into.
I know. Wait a minute. You mean Field Canty, my mortal enemy?
Oh, we did not know this.
Oh. Yeah, with that Gene Wilder hair of his. He's a crew, I tell you.
Well, last week on the podcast, had you listened to it, you would have known that he was here. But feel no disregard for that.
He was here, which is why I was not. He knows why. No, Phil's a great guy.
Well, now we're going to have him on for a third time so we can
ask. He comes to my trivia on Mondays. How can I not like this guy? And actually, when we do a third or fourth, he's the fill-in guy. So.
Oh. He is going to join us in marital bliss next May. Not join us. But
you know, you went from doing thirds and fourths to marital bliss.
Yeah.
It was a problem last week, too.
What kind of crowds do you guys like, run in?
I do know that we are liberalizing the matrimony laws here in this country, but I'm not quite sure they've gotten into polyamory yet.
Not yet. Yeah, no. So.
I will remind Phil of this, though.
He's going to officiate.
He's going to officiate.
Oh, is he?
Marital
ceremony. Oh, excellent. He's good. So he's going to join you in marital bliss, but from a slight distance.
Yes.
Because he's just that good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving right along.
What?
Or the land of the free.
Okay.
Speaking of Hannibal. Yes.
Who invited Roseanne in here?
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Just the voice. Sorry. Just the voice.
No. My voice is better than hers.
Were you trying to be better than her?
No.
There you go.
So, Carol, Hannibal, speaking of serial killers, Hannibal.
Yeah. Yes.
Voice is a serial killer. So, we're down to the last three episodes of Hannibal.
Wow.
This week was kind of a in-between episode. It was good.
Was it a doggy bag?
No, there wasn't a doggy bag, actually. Hannibal's locked up, so he can't eat people.
Oh.
So, but Richard Armitage is doing an excellent job as the Tooth Fairy. I really, really like this, and I hope he gets an Emmy for it, because he's awesome. But he beats himself up this week, so. I couldn't help sitting there going, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself. But that's just me and my wicked sense of humor. But I will miss the show. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'll miss it. Two more episodes, and then it's gone.
I read that Hugh Dancy was picked up for a show on Hulu already. Like, they didn't want to save Hannibal, but they stole the star.
Yeah, and Mads Mikkelsen will actually be in Star Wars Rogue One. So, they're already moving on to other...
I heard other person was going to be in Star
Alan
Wars.
Alan Tudyk.
Yes, and somebody else,
somebody
too.
Else from Doctor Who.
From Doctor Who. Who was it?
It's Tom Baker.
Tom Baker's going to be in... He's going to be in Rogue One or The Force Awakens?
Well, I did not see the script.
Okay, so
I just
be,
know that he made that announcement. He will be in Star Wars.
Yes, and Alan Tudyk will be in Star Wars. And, you know, going right along, Hayley Atwell has announced she'd like to be in Doctor Who. She'll just take all our favorite people, roll them up in a hat, and throw them into all our favorite shows.
She would like to be, but she hasn't signed for it.
Well, right. Of course, but...
No, actually, a reporter asked her if she'd like to be on Doctor Who, and she said, no, I would like to be Doctor Who. So,
yeah,
I'm
already...
Is that a little like the, what's her name? Blade Runner girl, Sean...
Young,
Sean
wanted
Young.
To be Catwoman.
I want to be Catwoman, and that went over well.
So, dressed up, and...
Yeah,
yeah, that went over well.
And she turned
so
right
well.
Into Cat... Oh, wait.
She was convincing as a replicant, though.
Oh, very much so.
You know who'd be really good as a replicant? Kristen Stewart.
No, it is possible we are related, yes. Yes.
Is it?
Well, we have the same last name.
So does, like, half of Scotland.
What are the odds?
That's true. The good half of Scotland.
The good half of Scotland.
No, I joke with people, I'm the only Stewart I ever met who was not descended from Mary Queen of Scots. Everyone else is positive they are.
Well, yeah.
She had
one
kid.
It's like, that's a lot of DNA right
that's
there.
A lot. She was a tired woman. Killed her, I hear.
Took her head right off.
Yeah. Oh, no. Kind of like a zombie guy.
So, Joey, what's happening on So You Think You Can Dance this week?
I don't know. It's not on the list. Why are you not? Why are you deviating from the script?
Why do you think you can ask that?
Because you know that Gilmore Girls had a reunion on instead. No, it didn't.
No, because you were watching Arrow.
You guys aren't going to catch me again off guard with that.
That's right.
Because you were watching
Squirrel.
Arrow.
What?
The Gilmore Girls had a reunion?
No.
Oh, no. I put it on the agenda last week.
I would have felt the disturbance in the forest.
This was the onion version.
Okay.
No, this week I did not watch So You Think You Can Dance, but never fear, my little Joeyettes. I will be writing a review of it later this weekend. we will be reviewing it as soon as I get through Arrow.
So, yeah, so you're watching Arrow.
Well, I am because I saw on the Dragon Con list that the gentleman who played Ra's al Ghul is going to be one of the people that is going to be at Dragon Con. And I know that Matt really likes Arrow, and I figured that this year, since he's coming to Dragon Con with me, and actually will have opinions, unlike past companions who've joined me and just tagged along wherever I wanted to go, that perhaps I should watch some Arrow.
Ooh, look at me!
And know,
I'm
and
in
know
a promoted
what the heck
status,
is...
I believe, my dear.
Well, yes, because you actually, you know, have an opinion, so it works out
whatever
well.
Whatever you tell me it is, that's
yes,
what it is, exactly.
Yes, well, yes. But still you have it.
Welcome to marital bliss.
So, we are actually in season two right now. I started season one on Sunday, and I was sick yesterday, so I got through all of season one. I really was sick, but it was fun watching. And I'm now through episode 12 or 13?
Season 2.
Of season
2. Good.
I will say, Felicity Smoke reminds me a lot of a skinny Penelope Garcia from Criminal Minds.
I wish I knew who those people were.
Anybody?
But, no. I wish I was watching Arrow.
I'm sorry, I was at the craft table getting
damn it! I finally watch a geek show and I can't get any cred there either. What the
I
hell?
I appreciate you,
you
watch. watching this. I do. Crit.
No, I actually have really enjoyed it. It has not been painful for me to go from one episode to the next. I have been watched other series before.
That's a hell of a way to describe it.
I've watched shows that were painful before.
Yeah,
that,
okay, so,
but you gotta watch them.
I do think that in any
push through, that's what we keep saying.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll get better in season 8. I'm sure. Fucking cheers.
Around, man. I was warned.
Same bar.
Norm, yeah, we know it. Jesus.
Everybody knows your fucking name. Everybody.
I was warned that I would need to kind of stick it out. And I don't feel that it was as painful as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as some people felt the first 6 episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was. I do not think it was as... It definitely was not as painful for me as watching Sopranos. And I know that Sopranos is an award-winning show, but the violence on there, I understand the whole mindset behind it, but it just wasn't my show. And I was merely watching it to have a common thread with the guy I was dating at the time. And so I binge-watched it because he asked me to. And I would not go gently into that dark night again. So...
And so I did not ask her to watch your...
No, I voluntarily did it, I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying it. There's parts of it, you know, I really wish that Thea Queen would learn how to comb her hair, but that's just me.
Is that his sister?
Yes.
She is so... That actress just annoys the shit out of me.
And unfortunately, I find that a lot of the actors and actresses remind me a little bit of that person that, you know, whatever. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Definitely a lot of crossover action. Obviously, John Barrowman's on there from Torchwood and Doctor Who. Alex Kingston, for those who've watched it before, but Alex Kingston makes an appearance once or twice. Mm-hmm. We've also had Sean Mayer from Firefly was on an episode as Killer of the Week. And then the guy, is it J. August Richards that was...
Oh, yeah, who is...
Spawn?
No,
but on Angel.
Yeah, he was on Angel. He was on as a Killer of the Week as well. So definitely seen some familiar faces pop up. Did get to see the first episode with the appearance of the future Flash. So I feel like, you know, I have some backstory. But there's definitely some good stuff. I would say that the young actress who does play Felicity Spoke, who is... the IT guru blonde with the, you know, necessary glasses and big pink lipstick and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I do think that she does have some funny dialogue. And it's Gilmore-esque where she's like, I should really stop talking now, but I don't know how to stop talking. Mm. And she actually has a lot of, you know, self-aware commentary coming out of her mouth. So it's pretty funny.
And you can relate to that.
No. Only for being around you, Michael.
Indeed.
So,
and the guy's hot, so...
Yeah.
That alone, worth it.
We're still talking about me, right?
Yes, are because your name's Steve Vamel, yes.
Well.
So
the girl says clever things and the guy's hot.
Yeah, but there's more characters than just that. So.
Are we back to Cheers?
So...
Wait, somebody Sam? Thought that dancing was hot?
No.
What are we segueing into now?
I was just going to point out that, you know, Matt has down here, Starnes Lord has down here on the list that Arrow is changing to Green Arrow on the show and Starling City will change to Star City. That's not the first time that the names have changed with the players in Arrow. And I can say this with some confidence and authority now. Because Arrow first starts off as being called the Hood. And then he has
which scared me because I had endured that horrible thing called Smallville.
Oh.
Where he was known as the Blur. And he never flew to the last damn episode. And he would just run fast. And I would call him the Blur. And I was like, what's the Flash going to do when he pops up? And it just always annoyed me. So I was afraid Arrow would always be the Hood.
And right. Then and then from the Hood, then he went to the Vigilante.
The Vigilante, yeah.
And now he goes by Arrow. And
But they're going to change the name of the city?
Yeah, it's going to be the same as it is in the comic book.
So it's Star City in the comic book.
Like where Shivers live.
Star City?
Yeah. I will tell you, this city is kind of troubled. It does go through a pop. There's a section of the city that goes through a kind of post-apocalyptic state. So
kind of like Daredevil. Like
so
Hell's Kitchen.
Is the guy who ran really fast in the Avengers movie, is that the Flash?
That's
no.
Quicksilver.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
He's the Marvel speedster.
Oh.
And here's the DC speedster, the Flash.
They're completely different.
Yeah.
How can you confuse that?
One wears purple, one wears red. I mean, come on.
One starts with a left foot, the other one starts with a foot.
Now show her Days of Future Past and the Avengers, Age of Ultron, and you have Quicksilver and Quicksilver.
Yeah,
let's not get that.
I actually have seen
that
movie, but I don't remember.
I'm sorry, that would be graduate level class.
Oh,
I'm not
ready
for that.
And what's funny is both Quicksilver started
Kick-Ass.
What is
it? Isn't the
so much Kick-Ass
the Wolverine, the X-Men part of Marvel?
Yes.
Yes.
So they're supposed to be the same person.
No, they're two different film studios.
So one's just because he got
you know
Hydra,
how when you go to Atlanta, there's like Peachtree Street, Peachtree Lane, Peachtree Avenue, Peachtree Road. It's kind of like that. They're all the same, but they're not.
Like here in Charlotte,
yeah,
Sharon
where,
Road.
Where
Sharon
Amity
Road.
Queens and Queens.
When you go to
the
border, Queens and Queens.
Yeah.
So that's
that would
the
be DC and Marvel.
Although I have to say in Age of Ultron, he is technically never called Quicksilver.
No.
He's just done.
Not,
he's
just not called
anything.
He's just called
he's doing his name.
Oh,
his actual
to you.
Name.
Best
oh,
guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that much.
Spoiler,
yeah,
she does. Speaking of dead,
Fantastic Four review. What do we have here, Carol? You saw this thing?
I saw it, so you don't have to.
Thank you.
Trust us.
Yeah, this is like it was bad. It was bad, and it wasn't campy bad. I can sit through Rise of the Silver Surfer because it's actually kind of campy bad. This was boring bad. And none of the actors seem to want to be in this film. It's like they kidnapped four stars and told them to act. None of them seem to like each other.
That's the worst thing you can do.
It's like none of them seem to like each other.
Good.
They never seem to get into character. And there's no, like...
What we should have done was the Tropic Thunder treatment. Stick them on the island.
Yes.
And start killing them off.
That's
one
right.
By one.
Love the director first.
She got, it's like Reed Richards, nerd. Sue Storm, nerd with boobs. The Thing,
I gotta
introvert.
Like that.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm, extrovert. It's like, that's about as deep as the characters get.
I did see the Denny's commercial this week with The Thing of not being able to take a bite into his anti-Semitic sandwich.
Well, they don't
there
really.
There are anti-Semitic sandwiches.
Well, they don't really go into Ben Grimm's religion in this movie at all.
Ben Grimm is one of the only Jewish. Is one of the most noted Jewish.
So Denny's, because they're very sensitive to these things, made a
bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, wasn't that great?
Specifically for The Thing, the only
it's
Jewish.
The Thing
yeah, there's a lot of dietary laws he's breaking on that one.
But
yeah, it's not.
But
a
he never
thing.
Actually picks it up and eats it. So
well, he doesn't really have teeth. After turning into The Thing. He also doesn't have pants. Or a thing.
So there's like an old man.
Which is noticeable because of lack of pants.
Because
he's, he went from being Pete to Peter to Pete, right?
Apparently.
You dropped the R.
Boyle got a little too carried away.
Yeah, it's every time The Thing shows up on screen, you're like, oh, he's naked again.
Literally got his rocks off.
Do you see his flat swinging?
No, he doesn't have
that.
It's
good.
Like, they could try and do
that movie.
They do Rocky buttocks, but they don't try and do a Rocky stalactite.
So he's Rocky, but he got no rocks.
Yeah, he's got no stalactite.
Let me ask you this question now, on a very serious note.
What?
Thing's backside with getting his rocks off, cuter than Tommy from The Room?
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
sure, absolutely.
I'm sorry for our audience members. I just wanted to put that image of Tommy's naked butt into Carol's mind.
God,
and I succeeded.
I want to talk to my agent.
Booked in this thing.
And I work at a Renaissance festival. Let's say it a lot.
Hey, yeah, skip this one. They're supposed to do a sequel. I don't see how they could get these four actors back.
Now, is it true that the movie studio who owns the rights to Fantastic Four has made an evil pact with the devil that Marvel will never get the rights to it back?
That is why this was made.
They do this by keep making a horrible Fantastic Four movie.
Yep. That's why
they have 6 years to make a movie, or it reverts back to Marvel.
The worst Fantastic Four film ever.
I did like the Fantastic Four movie that was called The Incredibles.
Yes,
that was a very good film.
That was well done.
Oh, and how do you fuck up Dr. Doom? Seriously, this is like...
They've already done it twice.
You know what? The people at DC asked that question, and that's what happens when you ask that question.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can I fuck them up?
It's Marvel. Oh, yes. Or Fox, whatever, that owns Fantastic Four. He looks like C-3PO's retarded cousin.
With Down syndrome.
Was that a prequel or what?
It was horrible. It was bad. Yeah. And how do you screw up Victor Bontu?
It's bad. It's bad.
It's like,
you know it.
Stop singing.
Wow.
But, I mean, love Victor Bontu because he's just this asshole who thinks the world would just be great if he ran it, and he's probably right, because he's an anal retentive asshole, and he'd make everything run on time.
An asshole in the back of the thing, which is cuter than Tommy from The Room. Thank you. Stop it! So speaking of C-3PO, Star Wars PS4 is going to hit stores November 14th, 2015. You heard it here maybe first. If you did, mark your calendar.
Is that the parting gift I get for being here?
Absolutely not. Right. You will get a free podcast button, which you can get.
I do like buttons.
Yes.
Maybe some of that Star Wars coffee mate.
Oh my god, it's so cute!
I don't drink coffee.
I don't care. You can drink the coffee mate and just pretend.
I drink coffee.
I drink coffee.
Okay.
The Coffee Mate canisters, they've shown pictures that there's going to be like a Darth Vader, which is like a dark chocolate flavored Coffee Mate. There's a Chewbacca, which does not taste like tobacco.
I was going to sell this bike.
It's like a caramel color, you know, flavor or something.
Like Gary Wookiees.
And it is like living with a dog.
Yeah, or a man with a beard.
Yes.
Wait, this. We resent that.
Yes.
Resemble that.
We have wondrous non-dipster beards.
That's right.
Okay. And I made him grow his beard back, so I have no complaints about beards.
My wife prefers my face to be partially hidden as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yes. See, it was the combo of the picture of him with the Star Wars shirt and the picture of him at the wedding with the beard that won me over. Had it been one or the other, maybe not so much.
My husband doesn't really possess a chin. So the beard hides that.
He's nodding.
And that is often the case.
He also has a head so big he has to get his glasses specially fit, can't buy hats off the rack. So his entire hair-beard combo is created to give the illusion that he has a normal-sized head and not a small planet that's waiting for satellites to start working.
I heard that there's an opening now.
I thought it was giving people hope that Jerry Garcia was still alive.
Thank you. Everywhere he goes.
So the Wolverine.
Well, yeah, since we're talking about that, all of a sudden.
Yes.
Talking about shaggy, hairy beasts going right into the Wolverine.
That was a good one.
He thinks it is, too.
So they went Berserker Rage and the Return of Sabretooth. We're not talking like the Sabretooth that have been on film, have we?
They just want a character back. They want Sabretooth back. So
it doesn't have to be Liam?
It does.
Good.
Liev Schreiber, you mean?
Yes. It starts with an L.
It can be the wrestler
Liev
from the Schreiber first
X-Men Tyler...
movie. Tyler...
Durden?
Tyler Main.
Tyler
Durden.
Tyler Perry would be a coup.
Yeah.
Let's get that now. Let's start that.
Tyler Perry's Wolverine. Tyler Perry.
I'll tune that campaign
Director
right
Tyler
over.
Perry. As Madea.
I would like to see Madea as Sabretooth.
That's what I demand in the final Wolverine movie, gosh damn it. I need Hugh Jackman in that sucker.
And that's why I'm the Lord Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Can you make
well
it
done.
So?
No, but I can come up with the idea.
Oh, you did?
I have people to do that. Work for me.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't mind Return of Sabretooth as long as they do justice to the character, which they haven't done yet.
Yeah, he was kind of the Deadpool.
Have they done justice by the Wolverine, though?
Deadpool.
What?
Have they really done justice by Wolverine?
Not until Hugh Jackman's in a yellow and blue suit, damn it.
I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, but they just don't really do good with him. Days of Future Past was good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because Michael Fassbender was in that.
Well, yeah, and of course the first one, X-Men First Class, where he had that little fuck you or fuck off. That was.
I like how you held up the little finger, just like Peter
the
thing.
And,
well,
yeah,
we know you're not talking about
part.
Michael Fassbender then.
No, no, we know that. He shows us every movie.
Hey, so I heard you read a book, Carol.
I did. I read a couple.
You know how to
read?
Oh
my god,
I do. I know.
Did it happen to be any of the books that Tonya has written?
Unfortunately,
such
no.
Such as Badass Zombies?
Road Trip? No. I actually read three books, and I forgot to put the other one on here, one of which was written by one of my Con Carolina's authors.
Mm.
I read the novelization of Hamlet by A.J. Hartley, which was really good. One of the joys of being the programming director at Con Carolina's is that I get these nice books that I get to add to my reading list, which I'm doing.
How do I get more books? I end up putting them in the Geek Gala baskets.
Well, I read them and then put them in the Geek Gala baskets.
Spoiler alert.
Pre-read books? Yes. What kind of charity is this?
Although my copy of Hamlet is
no,
digital.
We don't call it pre-read, we call it vetted.
Vetted.
Galley proofed.
I do recommend the novelization of Hamlet by A.J. Hartley. Very good. I'm sorry. Yeah, Hamlet. I have Macbeth next on my list after I'm done with the book I'm reading now.
Don't tell me how it ends.
I know. And I said the Scottish play. I said the actual name. Anyway, I also read The Scarlet Gospels, which is Clive Barker's new one.
Mm.
It's the last novel with Cenobites and Pinhead, if you're a Hellraiser fan.
For those of you not here in the studio audience, she made a face.
I wish I could recommend this one, because I love Clive Barker, but this one really didn't do it for me.
Oh.
It's about half of a good book, and you'd think if you have a plot with Pinhead and Lucifer fighting in hell, it'd be like, great, but no. It isn't. Kind of ends on a really kind of slow note, and I can't really recommend it. What I can recommend is The Martian by Andy Weir. Absolutely loved it. Can't wait for the movie now. It's very technical. I don't know if the science is true, but hey, if you need a manual on how to survive on Mars for over a year, this is your book.
That's the one with Matt Damon, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really good book. Mm. I like that one a lot.
Awesome.
Does anybody else see the trailer for The Martian and feel like it's sort of like a sequel to Interstellar, because it's got the two.
No,
it's got Matt Damon and the redhead girl.
And Jessica Chastain was. Yeah, that's right. Jessica Chastain played.
And it takes place in space. It's like, oh.
Yeah, but it takes place mostly on Mars, I think.
Are they affiliated?
Because they leave him there. Poor guy. He becomes the first Martian.
So
you just spoiled it without saying spoiler.
That happens in the first page of the book. It's like he wakes up and he's alone on Mars.
They just call the Martian.
Let's call the Martian. The poster says, bring him home. And where the hell do you think he is?
That is the trailer.
And the trailer of the movie
kind
of brings that
out.
Straight out of Mars, man.
So I don't. Is it gonna be better than Robinson Crusoe on Mars? I mean, that is.
I don't know, man. That's
a classic.
That's a classic.
Home Alone 3?
Home
Alone 3 or 4?
I have still not seen that. I read much of the books when I was young.
Yeah.
On clay tablets.
Speaking of Clive Barker, they just released an audio version of The Great and Secret Show.
Yeah, I love me some Clive Barker. I wish I liked The Scarlet Gospels a lot better. I really do, but.
The Great Secret Show, have you read?
Oh, yeah, that one I read. And that
whoever's doing the audio, and it's just a recent from Crossroads Press, I believe, re-released it. Because there was an audio for it a while back, but it was still on CDs, and you have little MP3 clips where it says, this is the end of disc one. And I wasn't fond of that version. I listened to that. But this recent one they put out, I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
Yeah.
That's where I get my reading done.
I'm getting a lot of that, too, now, but although my commute just turned into 5 minutes, so I don't get a whole lot of time in the car.
I know,
anymore.
Seriously. I'm so far behind on podcasts because I have a shorter commute.
I have
much
shorter commute. Incidentally, if you don't want to read the novelization of Hamlet, there is an audio book.
It's
and
in
it's,
line. I have it in line, yes.
It's read by Richard Armitage.
Oh,
and it just won Audible's Book of the Year.
That's the guy from Hannibal?
AJ's book won Book of the Year.
Yes, it did. Audible's Book of the Year.
Awesome. I drank with that man.
So did I.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He was also a judge for the gala. No, you didn't. His wife would object.
I think his
strongly.
Wife would be like...
And I don't want her coming to this house, thank you. I mean, she's welcome to come to the house, but not to find you.
Yeah, Carol, don't say you had sex with him.
Yeah, Tiffle, sure, uh-huh.
Yeah, Matt.
Everyone knows Matt's in love with Davey.
I know, seriously.
What?
It's a bromance of Davey, epic proportions. Beauchamp.
Oh, I was going to say Beauchamp.
No.
Yeah.
It's just his calves.
He has the calves of Belleville.
Davey Beauchamp.
Yeah.
He's going to slap me.
He will come over
or
and guess probably
like,
doing this.
What happened?
Yes. Michael's like, I don't know how to make a tribute comment or even Lord Mayor that statement.
I didn't bring anything for the sleepover.
Damn it.
At a pajama party.
Did no one tell you?
He didn't listen to the podcast. It's not our fault.
I guess that's why I don't have any pants.
They're in the freezer along with Tipple's bra.
And Field's dinner.
Sponge. Icy cold sponge bath.
You guys are really good about cleaning him.
He didn't smell at all last week. I mean,
now you can't even smell him now.
I'm not so sure.
That's creepy, Cindy. So Peter Pan. Oh, a real live boy.
That's Pinocchio.
He's a magical boy that flies and wears green.
Unlike the thing, Pinocchio does have wood.
It's true.
Yeah, but that's not.
And it
that's
grows.
Not the part that you want to
lie
grow.
To me. Lie to me.
You have to have a plan.
So Carter Grant, son of Cat Grant,
on Supergirl.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. So Levi Miller.
Yeah.
Who is starring? Is he starring in that new Peter Pan film that looks absolutely horrible?
He is. So
yeah, it does.
So that's how he landed the plum role.
I'm not
on Supergirl.
Either. I thought about it and I was like, wow, yeah, I could get excited about that. Then I saw the trailer and was like, no, I can't get excited about that. No.
Because Supergirl is the girl from Glee, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Because there's a Batgirl thing too, right? Batgirl and Supergirl are coming on.
No, just Supergirl.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys.
To start with,
they may bring on Barbara Gordon. Who knows?
Oh, they are in Titans.
In Teen, they're doing
Remember
Titans?
The Titans.
Yeah,
remember the Titans.
Yes,
like
yes.
Teen Batgirl. Titans, but they're going to call it Titans because
yes.
They're not going to be Friday
Night Bat Life.
Plays football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friday Night Bat Life.
I love that movie.
Batgirl plays football and then battles the Kraken. In Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
Clash of the Tight Ones.
Tight Ends. Oh my.
Really about it. I think that Hollywood is now definitely out of ideas if that's happening.
Straight out of
know. Man, somebody needs to write that.
I read like a quote about Kristen Stewart saying something about remaking Twilight, so you might be in luck.
Oh my god. Remake it?
Luck?
I'm sorry,
why?
I drove in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
What
are
you doing?
You walked into the wrong end of that
conversation. Yeah, yeah. Okay, when we were having to
you missed the sarcasm.
Happy thoughts.
I did hear that for the Renaissance Festival, you will be performing 50 Shades of Green.
I will be doing 50 Shades of Green with my my new co-star, Kermit.
Oh dear. Yeah, well,
he's now single.
So that's exactly why.
Do you know what you have when you have one green ball in your right hand and one green ball in your left hand? Kermit the Frog's full attention.
Now, if they're big green balls, it's the Jolly Green Giant's complete attention.
Or if you were with us at CleverCon this weekend. CleverCon.
Whose balls were those?
Those were clown balls all over the table.
Oh, the Con Carolina's table.
Yes. They were covered in
it's
balls.
The only way I'm getting your clowns is if they're, you know, neutered.
I would like to be officially known at the convention. I did not have any of the candy off of your table. I usually account for about half of it.
No, we did go to CleverCon this past weekend. It was fun. We had a little bit of an air conditioning issue. But there was a great turnout. I would like to announce that at the Geek Gala, we will not have an issue with air conditioning. So, please. Feel free to stop by then.
Makes it sound like the architecture squirted on everybody that passed by.
That would have been really nice because it was about 87 degrees inside.
Oh, where was it held?
Held at Tremont Music Hall.
Oh.
I bet you if it was at the Embassy Suites, they wouldn't have had that
in Concord.
And they would have had bacon.
Bacon.
That's right.
Did you know that the Embassy Suites serves bacon? They're not an official sponsor of the podcast, but we sure would like them to be.
You know, they sell bacon at the store.
Yes, but then you have to cook it.
And, well, I have the recipe at home.
Oh, this is a game changer.
Yeah, look, my wife is with me for my looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to make. Put it in the oven.
Well, I do. And if you go to joeywrights.com, you can see my recipe for maple bacon.
Bacon.
It may or may not have had some alcohol content in there.
You've been making bacon with the milk, man.
Matt's the milkman, by the way.
Oh!
Thank you.
How many days a week do you deliver?
As many as I will let him.
Issues.
There's comments and jokes about cream in there, but I think we already got our explicit rating for the week, so why push it?
Is it sweet cream?
It's more of a yogurt.
You guys are fading back towards my area of the conversation.
It depends who's.
So
depends how long it's been.
He was really quiet until I started talking dirty.
Check out her erotica series. What's the name of that one?
Bacon.
Bacon. Making bacon.
Making bacon.
Making bacon.
Aww, so.
Anyways.
I saw The Man from U.N.C.L.E. this weekend.
Oh, yeah. 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 Tell us about
it. Did you get chills? Do you remember the plot at all, or did you just stare at
it? Well, I am going to admit, seriously, for the first 10 minutes, I don't think I got any of the shit, because I was like, holy God.
But she's got a thing for Henry Cavill.
It's underestimation. But, yeah, it was really good. It was fun.
Yeah,
like, the music was fantastic in the movie. Like, a lot of Italian music, but it was, like, really, really cool. And it was cool how it was set, you know, back in the 60s. It was just, did a really good job, and it was really fun. And the two guys playing off of each other had good chemistry. And I want to have sex with both of them. I'm just putting that out there.
There you go. Henry Cavill.
And I saw Mission Impossible several weeks late, and that was also very good.
Dun, dun, dun.
Incidentally, they're also talking about a sequel for one of my favorite movies from last year, which is What We Did in the Shot, What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
so with the werewolves.
Yes. Werewolves, not swearwolves.
That's werewolves.
I still need to watch that.
Language.
Why are you cursing? We're werewolves, not swearwolves.
When you
I love
a vampire,
that.
You become very sexy.
Hey.
Where do we get the clothes? Well, sometimes you bite someone and then go, ooh, nice pants.
Nice.
Oh, my. Who bit someone on my settee? The red one? Well, it's red now.
I have to put plastic down.
Put paper, put towels. We are vampires. We do not put towels down.
Would you like some biscotti? How do you like to eat worms? That's the whole movie. Congratulations, you guys have seen
this dramatic recreation of What We Do in the Shadows was brought to you by Cheapo Productions.
I might like that movie.
And the
Embassy Suites.
And Embassy Suites. And bacon.
Bacon.
Mm, boy.
You can make it at home now.
In the oven.
But why would you need to when you have the Concord Embassy Suites
at Con Carolinas next year?
You could be making sweet love, or you could be making sweet
bacon. Carolinas.
Oh my God! There you go. We're gonna have to have breakfast
as long as Michael Bay is not invited.
No.
Baycon.
No, we're working on the guest list. But yes, sequel to What We Do in the Shadows. And I'm happy.
I heard that Guardians of the Geekery is going to be at Con Carolinas next year.
Yeah, well, at least I am. I know that for a fact.
Wait a second.
And if you buy a ticket, so will you.
Nah, she gets in free.
I get in free. I volunteer other ways.
Yeah.
Now, is it true they are making a Beetlejuice 2?
I don't know if that's a true thing.
I think Winona
Ryder
is putting it out there in the universe.
I think Michael Keaton said in an interview, too, didn't he?
Oh, God. See, this is the question that we had.
I've heard a lot of ups about it.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that Michael Keaton would be taking a bad back step.
Could be. And people talk all the time just to keep interest, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass on a Beetlejuice, too. Just saying.
They can't recreate the magic of the first one. Particularly since you really can't, like I said last week, you can't have Jeffrey Jones in front of a camera anymore.
Well, you
can. At least not without the police.
Yeah.
Present.
Yeah.
Well, then how about the remake of Rocky Horror?
Oh, God.
I think that's a horrible idea, personally.
Yes.
What's wrong with the first one?
There's nothing. Unless they did something
what's right
like
with the first,
Dr. Rocky Horrible or something.
Well, the thing is, I pity anybody who is cast as Dr. Frankenfurter.
You pity the fool?
I pity the fool. I pity the fool who takes the role of Frankenfurter because...
Mm-hmm.
You're an idiot.
I've heard it was going to be Zachary Quinto. No, I'm just putting that out in the universe.
I love Zachary Quinto. I think he's fantastic.
I know.
Oh, yes.
And everything he does.
Ben Affleck wants to
Did
do
you see
it.
It on Hannibal?
Oh.
No.
Where Gillian Anderson puts her hand down his throat?
Oh.
I missed
spoilers. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Yeah. Was she holding bacon?
No, but she was.
By the time we got done.
But, yeah, any remake of Rocky Horror is stupid. It's a stupid idea. You can't recreate it. You just can't. So don't.
Hashtag boot the reboot. Stop rebooting shit.
Which is the better film, Rocky Horror or Shock Treatment?
Rocky Horror.
I have to say Shock Treatment has the better soundtrack. As much as I love Rocky Horror, Shock Treatment has some really kitschy songs. I love Little Black Dress. But I have to say, maybe because I've seen it like 270-some times, Rocky Horror.
I think that's why I like Shock Treatment better, is because the soundtrack is better. And I actually hear that from a lot of people, is that they like Rocky, but...
You don't even know what we're talking about.
No, you don't.
I love that movie.
With the guy, right?
And
the
I love that guy.
Yeah, and all the singing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't even know it, but I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Okay.
So yeah, so I gotta say, soundtrack, Shock Treatment. Even though I love the Rocky Horror soundtrack, but movie Rocky Horror, just because I mean.
And a special shout out to that type cast who is desperately looking for a home.
Anyone knows a theater?
Rocky Horror. Please.
You guys have a garage, right?
Let's if anyone knows a theater, don't tell anyone. The city of Charlotte will tear it down or sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, no shit. True. Yeah, goodbye, Actors Theater of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're looking for a new home too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At least they have a little notice, but.
But yeah.
Where is this located? Where is the Actors Theater located?
Actors Theater is located on Stonewall.
Yeah, Stonewall. Just on the very edge of down. Uptown, sorry.
And soon it will be gone and there will be apartments.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
I wonder if Actors Theater could move over to where Cast Theater was.
Is that still a theater?
I don't know.
Probably a CVS.
It's a kind of
theater. Was that over there? The
Walgreens right next to
CVS. It's full of people pretending.
I'm not sure.
Over by Amelie's, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's.
We had our first geek gala at Actors Theater.
I won the book basket for the first of 3 years in a row, I think.
Yeah.
And then you read them and donated them 3 years later.
I kind of did. I went through them all and read this one.
I'm not
going
to lie to you. Yeah.
I immediately redo it.
Now she does the donations for us.
Yeah. So, but I still try and win the
Which
basket.
Will hopefully include tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I'll contact
which
you.
Opens on...
I believe it's October the 3rd. It's the first weekend in October.
And you had a special announcement you were going to announce
for
us.
Indeed, yes. On the very first Sunday of opening weekend.
Sunday.
Which you can get 2-for-1 coupons, I believe, at the website, Harris Teeter, and other various other sponsors. The Mountain from Game of Thrones will be there on the Sunday.
He's not going to crush anybody's head, is he?
My understanding is, however imperfect, I'm just the Lord Mayor in charge of everything, is that he will be interacting with the knights in some way.
I hope there's head crushing.
Just not mine. Anyone else's is fine.
Kermit?
And?
He's not going to be there that day.
And? Tell us where we could find your books online.
I'm all over Amazon. I'm also with Permuted Press. You can look there.
You're with who? I'm sorry.
Permuted Press.
Okay.
Books of the Dead. You can find me on my website at toniabrownauthor.com. I have
T-O-N-I-A.
T-O-N-I-A.
Brownauthor.com.
I am also on Facebook. I give good Facebook if you friend me. Excellent Facebook.
Ooh.
Lots of cats and dirty jokes. If you don't like cats or dirty jokes, then do not friend me because...
It's kind of the same here. Yes.
My next novel coming out is Skin Trade, the second in the Skin Trade series called Skin Deep. Again, that's the old zombies in the Old West series.
Yes, not to be confused with the erotica we purported existed earlier.
Yes, this is going out to the Western Front and trapping and skinning zombies and selling their pelts.
Awesome.
Skin Trade. So.
Hmm.
Well, I know Hannibal would have bought the coat. No, that was a different guy. I don't know. Horror or not my
thing. I wonder if Buffalo Bill appears in
this. Oh, there you go! That's who I was thinking of. Yes, that
puts the lotion on the zombie.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think I'm about done. Oh, wait. Rest in peace.
Oh, God.
Lenny Robinson.
Oh, my God. That's so
that
sad.
Was, that was yeah. very, very sad.
The the Baltimore Batman was hit by a car when his own Batmobile broke down on the side of the highway.
That's very sad.
Yes.
To end this on an upbeat,
yeah.
for those of you in the Steel Creek area, near Ardsley Grand Cinemas, they are doing their retro horror in October again. They'll be showing The Birds,
nice.
American Werewolf in London,
nice.
The Thing,
nice.
John Carpenter's The Thing, I should say, yes. And another one that's slipping my mind right now, but...
a bunch of them, yeah.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Well, they also
yes.
sound excellent.
And if you like, you know, horror films, you could also go to the Geek Gala Film Festival on October 24th from 2 to 5.
But yes, it's
precursor
retro horror,
to the Geek Gala.
It's $5 a ticket. So if you've never seen these films on
the
big
screen
which
cool.
I haven't.
No.
I also saw over the weekend that they're playing Doctor Who.
Yes, on the
yes.
big screen. And that is one of our meetups. So make sure if you aren't on the Charlotte Geeks meetup, which is meetup.com/the-charlotte-geeks with an S. Or just go to charlottegeeks.com and you can find all the places for all the spaces.
I'm going
to
do that.
Okay.
All right, then I'll mention it on Facebook. The Lord Mayor Bullfrog has a page.
Well, there you go.
I know you just want me to mention that.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, yes. This is the time of the show. Right?
Shameless plug time.
Yes.
And Merely Players, our cosplay entertainment business, is on Facebook as well.
Yay!
Hey. And anything further that we need to mention? This Friday,
oh,
we
yeah.
have board game night over at Mugs on Park Road. We'll be starting there around 6 o'clock and going until 11 p.m. You can bring your own food in, but we do ask that you drink your drinks from them. Thank you. And I think... that closes out our episode, so should we play our outro? Don't
Let's
touch that button.
It.
Okay.
Great outro.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Can I have my pants back?
No. Field.